Now, Saint Padre Pio of Pietrelcina and Saint Camillo de Lalis, they were two men of God. They were two witnesses also to the charity and to the passion of our Lord. And there's some strange coincidences between their lives. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life, the amazing life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin monk, a mystic, and a miracle worker. And we offer to you a series of short talks. So please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. We do ask you also to help us in our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do this by liking our video, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues, and also if you're new to our channel or have not already, then do subscribe to our channel, click that reminder bell thereafter, and if you're watching on a handheld device, you'll have to switch notifications on in YouTube. Our story continues. Now, it is not very likely that many people know that Padre Pio lived for many years in the same cell that had been occupied previously by Saint Camillo de Lalis. And Saint Camillo had lived there in 1575. He was also a Capuchin, and this is according to the traditions of the Capuchin, of the monastery. Padre Pio shared this story with a Father Santoro, who was also a Capuchin. And he remembers it like this, and he tells us, all this happened on the 18th of August, 1958. I was recently ordained, just 13 months a priest, Father Santoro tells us. And he arrived in St. Giovanni Rotondo in time to hear the Holy Mass celebrated by Padre Pio. This Mass was in the church square in front of the new church. An altar, he says, had been prepared there outside, and the faithful were gathered. They were numerous, he tells us, and silently surrounded the altar like a huge embrace. They all gathered. I saw the great fervor with which the priest celebrated, and he tells us that he had the impression I was at the very suffering of Christ as priest and as victim. So that's the impact that Padre Pio's Mass had on him. And then afterwards, at the end of Mass, he says, I met Padre Pio. That was at the bottom of the staircase, and Padre Pio was about to go up the staircase. He saw me and shouted with a smile as he approached, here is a Capuchin. And then Padre Pio came up to me. We exchanged greetings, Italian style, and he asked, so where are you from? From Sicily, I replied. And then patting me on the head, he replied, the Sicilian. You know, Father, do you know that I am in cell number 5, which was once inhabited by Saint Camillo? It was then the cell of the guests. Yes, I answered. And then he said, but what you do not know is that Saint Camillo only stayed there one night and then he became a saint. I have stayed 30 years and am still a poor devil. And he laughed loudly and he again stretched out his hand and we said goodbyes and pray for me. And thereafter he went to those who were waiting. So now we must just go over the story of the conversion of Saint Camillo, which took place in February of 1575, several hundred years before. And at that point, he was en route to the town of Manfredonia, and he stopped at Our Lady of Grace's monastery in Saint Giovanni Rotondo, that is Padre Pio's monastery. And before that, he had stopped in an area called the Valley of Hell. And at that point, something happened, and he decided he must embrace the Capuchin life. And after that, on that occasion, he stayed the night in cell number 5. in the monastery Santa Maria della Grazia, the same cell which over three centuries later was to become Padre Pio's cell. On his journey, St. Camillo had been going along a sheep's path, and at that time of year it was a mixture of snow on very stony ground. Something happened, his donkey stumbled, and St. Camillo fell to the ground. At this he pleaded, "Forgive me, Lord, forgive this great sinner, and give me time for true repentance." And for Padre Pio, cell number 5 remained his place of study and prayer. At other times he lived at different cells, rooms, we could say, in the monastery, but number 5 was for him always his place of study and prayer. And there's another interesting coincidence. It was in this cell that the Casa Solevia, that is Padre Pio's hospital, had its origins. And this was confirmed by the words of a Padre Paolino Rossi, who at that time was Postulator General. And he said, "On January the 9th, 1940, in this cell, the idea and the great dream was born to build a large hospital. And this was to be an expression of Christ's charity. In it, we would treat the sick free of charge, like a new Cotolengo." Now, I had to look up Cotolengo. What does it mean? And it's quite an interesting story. It's one of trusting God, even when things seem at their bleakest. A very upset Mother Superior once came to St. Joseph Cotolengo, who asked, "What's the trouble, sister?" And she answered, "I have so many things to buy, Father, and this is all the money I have," and showed him a few coins. And St. Joseph agreed that it was a very small sum. So he took the money, went to the window, and tossed it outside. And then the nun was obviously rather shocked. He consoled her and told her, "No, that's all right. It has now been planted. Wait a few hours and it will bear fruit." A crazy man of faith, it sounds. And then what happened? Later that day, a woman came to the saint and donated a large sum of money to him, more than enough to meet the community's needs. And getting back to our previous story, there in the hospital, the inspirational principle for both medical and non-medical personnel is Christ is present in all those in need. And the inspirational root may well lie in the admiration and devotion that Padre Pio had for Saint Camillo. Now, at the end of the 400th Jubilee year, celebrating the conversion of Saint Camillo, so this is 1976, the words of the guardian of the monastery were addressed to a crowd of pilgrims, and they confirm this devotion that Padre Pio had. He tells us, "The ardent love for God and for the sick brings Saint Camillo and Padre Pio closer together." Other coincidences. They were born on the same day, that is May the 25th. Saint Camillo was born in 1550. Padre Pio was born in 1887. These two men were to a heroic degree witnesses of our Lord's love and passion in slightly different ways, but you'll see very similar ways. While Padre Pio bore the stigmata of Christ's crucifixion on his hands, on his feet and in his side, Saint Camillo bore 5 unpleasant infirmities on his body, which he called the 5 mercies of our Lord. We're not quite sure what they were, but they also kept him closely connected to the crucified Christ, whom he served and venerated in his sick brothers. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as Scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity"? Apparently, that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.